Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We bring the virtues of the Tahajjud Salat and the various ahadith that are relating to the virtues of the Tahajjud Salat. Yesterday we explained that the love that Sahaba had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam just had to indicate to them, and that was enough for them to practice. They didn't need, like us weak people, so many bayan, so many ahadith, so many reasons to encourage us before we can come into practice, so we can bring things into practice. For them it was a little gesture, and that little gesture or that little encouragement was enough for them to bring a practice into existence that would require so much of effort on our part, generally so much of effort, but for them it was something that was natural. So today's hadith also we'll see that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam just gives a little bit of gesture as far as Tahajjud Salat is concerned, and it's enough for the Sahabi Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma to bring it into practice. And Salih ibn Abdullah ibn Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhuma an abihi anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal ni'ma ar-rajulu Abdullah lo kana yusalli min al-layl. Qala Salim fakana Abdullah ba'da thalika la yanamu min al-layl illa qalila. Muttafaqun alayhi. Hadha Salim ibn Abdullah ibn Umar Ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhum. Hazrat Salim was the son of Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu anhum. So the son is relating as far as his father is concerned. Who was his father? Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu anhuma. So Salim was the son of Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu anhuma. So he narrates from his father. So he's narrating from his father, Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu anhuma, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ni'mar rajulu Abdullah. What an excellent man Abdullah is. Look at how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged him to perform salah. Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't tell him directly go perform salah, perform tahajjud salah. It wasn't like that. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said it in a very beautiful way. That what an excellent man Abdullah is, with regards to him, with regards to Abdullah bin Umar, what an excellent man Abdullah is, if only he performs salah at night. If only he, in other words, as part of his excellence that he already has, if he only got this one extra quality, that he performs tahajjud salat at night, how nice. In other words, how nice it would be. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said it in that manner. There was no direct command. There was no, Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not shout at him, or did not scold him, or did not scold him for anything. But he just said it in such a nice way. What an excellent man Abdullah is, if only he would perform salah at night. In other words, if only he would have this quality of being tahajjud guzar, he would bring tahajjud in his life. So Salim said, Salim is his son now, Salim said that after hearing this, after my father heard this, what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, my father would sleep very little at night. Very, very little he would sleep at night. In other words, he heard what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gestured, and that was enough for him to bring tahajjud in his life. Allah Pak also give us that love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wasn't a long bayan on tahajjud and all the fazilat and all. He just heard what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that what an excellent man Abdullah is, if only he would perform salah at night. That small statement was enough. His son day after says that after hearing this, my father Abdullah would sleep very, very little at night. We'll do one more hadith. An Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya Abdullah, لا تكن مثل فلان كان يقوم الليل فترك قيام الليل. متفق عليه. This hadith got to do with istiqamat. That when you start something, don't leave it. Sometimes you find that winter may come and the nights are long, so we may bring tahajjud in our life. But now when summer comes, now the nights are short, so now a person just leaves out that tahajjud salah. And with istiqamat, it applies to everything. Person has got the habit of reading Quran Sharif every day. Say for example, I got a habit of reading Quran after Fajr, or maybe I got a habit of reading my Quran Sharif after Asr. Now, what happens is, I just feel a little bit lazy and I leave it out. So now that is something that is not encouraged. In Islam, when we start something, in our deen, when we start something, continue with it. Be focused. Keep it going right up till the end. This is what you call istiqamah. A person is consistent. A person is persistent. What he's doing, he keeps it going. This is something that is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what this hadith is speaking about. And when you start an action, don't give it up. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhu, narrates Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Abdullah, here this is riwayat to Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As, O Abdullah, do not be like so and so person who used to engage in night worship and abandoned it. Do not be like so and so person who used to engage in night worship and then he abandoned it. So again, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not directly scolding or directly telling a person, this is indirectly. This was the general style of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He won't tell somebody directly on his face generally. He would send an ishara, an indirect gesture. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, O Abdullah, don't be like so and so person who used to engage in night worship and then abandon it. Fulaniya means so and so person. So don't be like such and such a person. In other words, gesturing, not telling who that person is, don't be like this person, but just using this word fulan, such and such a person, don't be like that. He used to wake up for tahajjud and then he left it out. In other words, bring it into your life, continue with it right up till the day you pass away. Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Sometimes you see the pious, you get a chance to see them, but even in the sickness also, when they're not well towards their old age, but the tahajjud salah was something they didn't miss. They had to wake up, battling to make wudu, battling to get onto the musalla. But that tahajjud that they brought in their lives, they never ever gave it up for anything. And sometimes Allah Ta'ala makes it such because they give so much of ahmiyat, so much of importance to tahajjud salah, sometimes Allah Ta'ala gives these people more also at the time of tahajjud. But this is not a small thing to bring tahajjud in our lives. We all make niyat, inshallah, that after hearing the ahadith and the mubarak exhortations of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as far as bringing tahajjud in our lives, we should also make it part and parcel of our life. Start off slowly. As the Mullah Abdul Hamid Sahib says that if you can't get to the highest level where a person is reading his tahajjud salah just before the tulu al-fajr, before subuh sadiq, in other words the latter part, start off after isha salah we read our two sunnah. Now we got time, we can read four rakats tahajjud before we sleep. So even if we oversleep, we're making niyat that inshallah we want to get to the best, but we already got that tahajjud salah, so we're already in that club, so to speak, inverted commas, in that club of the people that are reading tahajjud. Although we're not at the highest level, at the first class, we're still in the economy class, but at least we are still in that aircraft, we are still in that grouping of those, that jamaat of people that are reading tahajjud salah. But how we started with after isha salah. Slowly Allah Ta'ala gives a person tawfiq and he can wake up early in the morning and he's also reading tahajjud salah in the morning. So before he sleeps, he reads. So if he oversleeps, he didn't miss his tahajjud for that particular day. But he should try and wake up. Slowly, slowly we bring it part of our life. And once we got it, as the hadith is saying today, don't ever give it up. Continue with it. Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq for making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillah.